I'm here with Andy McKean, who is the bass player on the group that's playing today in Fornaggi.
Cantara,
and the name of the group is Cantara. Andy, can you tell me something about this group?
The group's been together for about 10 years in various forms. We've had various different instruments as well. We've had fiddle players, saxophone players, and tried different fusions of music. But basically I think we're kind of called a Celtic rock band, and a bit of jazz, some reggae, and some Latin stuff. So we try and change Celtic music around a little bit.
How many in the group? Changing cast.
Yeah, it's been changing. For the last 5 years, basically, it's been a group of five or six. We have Hazel Morrison, who is a percussionist, and sometimes that's augmented by Mikey, who comes along and he plays various tom-toms and djembes and things. He can't come today. And we also have usually keyboards and accordion. These are Monica. Unfortunately, she's had a baby just recently, so she couldn't come out at late notice either. So it's a stripped down version of Cantara. It'll be more rocky than usual. We'll see how it goes.
This is not your first time in Bargo or Fornaggi. You've been here before. I mean, I've seen you around in this area for many years.
I've been around. The first time I came here was in 1988, and for the last few years, the last 6 years that I've played in Cantara, I've always thought it'd be great to bring Cantara out here because there's a lot of interest in modern music. There's a strong connection with Scotland, and I felt that the people around would be interested in the music. So, and here we are. This is completely unexpected. Only arranged last week. So there's four of us today. We've got Owen bagpipes, probably the most famous person in the band, Louise Marshall Millington. Her father was a very famous piper in Scotland. He was a piper at Gretna Green. And so as a result of that he witnessed thousands and thousands of weddings, and he always played at them, as is the tradition in Scotland. She has three brothers, they're all good pipers as well. She's a pure blood Scottish bagpiper, and she has her own little pipe band as well, the Sunshine on Leith pipe band, which is all young kids, and she's training them to be, she hopes, one of the best bands in Scotland eventually. So Louise has always been with the band. Hazel Morrison is the drummer and percussionist. She's a professional percussionist. She's also a really good singer and has a solo career as a singer. Martin Struthers, his passion is jazz guitar, from the John McLaughlin era, and he plays Spanish guitar as well, and so we bring a lot of that into the tunes. We play tunes that are traditional tunes from Scotland and Ireland. We play some stuff from Cape Breton, and we play our own tunes as well that's in that kind of mould.
So from Canada, Newfoundland, nothing?
From Cape Breton. And there's sometimes Latin. We've tried to fuse some Latin stuff in and use different rhythms.
Maybe a word should be said about Gretna Green, because some of our listeners won't actually know what Gretna Green is famous for.
Well, Gretna Green is a little village on the border between Scotland and England, and the law in Scotland is different from the law in England as regards marriage. So you can get married at the age of 16. In Scotland, and I think in 18, as with other countries, it's 18. And so what people have traditionally done is they've eloped to Scotland, and with Gretna Green being the first place in Scotland, that has become traditionally the place where lots of couples elope to and were married. So it's quite romantic. Louise's father was actually the official piper there for 45 years. Right. And he was also a famous piper in his own right and the things that he did. So.
Okay, Andy, perfect. You filled in some of the background because some people, you and I talking, we both understand what Gretna Green is, but somebody say in Japan or somebody in America is not going to have any idea
Romantic. They've estimated that he's witnessed 15, maybe 20,000 marriages in his life. And unfortunately he's dead now, but we dedicate a song to him actually, that Hazel sings. So, we'll be doing that today.
So, within the next 15 minutes you're up on stage?
Yeah, but I would think so. If there's a lot of people around, we'll get up. We're up soon and we'll be ready for that. And I don't know whether we're playing later on tonight or not, but we certainly will be playing tomorrow. The band were up very early this morning to catch the plane from Glasgow. So they're quite tired, but I think probably just about to hit the right moment in the day.